to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, back for another week with Keith and Hemda. Welcome back to the show.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old?
31.
You're so smart now.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Is it a big number for you?
It's just like so boring. It's like 31, you know.
Right. You're already allowed to do everything.
Well, I can't run for president.
How old do you have to wait? Because you're a woman.
35.
I have to be 35.
Oh, okay.
You're an old man. You're right.
You have to like not have your period.
Right. So, but I can be a senator now. So okay. That's good.
Okay. You think you're white enough?
To be a senator? Mm-hmm. I am a white person.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know much about my electability, my chances.
Do they like Italians in there?
Gosh, guys. Coming out of the gate very spicily.
Well, you are Italian.
Give me a second to sit in here. It's like, so you're a white person. Like, yeah, never said I wasn't, Keith.
I just know the climate out there. That's all. And they look in your dirt. They look in your past.
And they try and find out if you're a white person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else they're trying to find out.
It pleases them.
Yeah. They even found out Jesus was white somehow. Yeah. So I guess we can all be white.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Karaoke party on Saturday night. Big success. Huge.
What's your go-to?
Come to My Window by Melissa Etheridge.
Yes. Yes.
So that was fun.
So upsetting that I missed that. If it wasn't camping, which, you know, you have to set up ahead of time, so there.
Yeah. Well, there's always next year.
There is.
Or, you know, anytime you want to do karaoke. Literally.
Are you big in karaoke?
I love it.
Did you go more than once?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one?
I really brought the house down with...
Pump up the jam, please.
Stand By Your Man by Tammy Wynette.
I'm sorry, what?
Which is a hilarious song.
Stand by your man. All right.
I like to start cute and then end really crazy. So at the end, you're just like, keep giving all the love you can. You know?
I do know.
A true performance.
Well, you're still young at heart. I like this.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Well, how did you celebrate my birthday?
I finished The West Wing.
Wow. Oh, I can't top that. Fuck you, Keith. You should ask me first.
Set aside 5 days and you can watch every episode with no bathroom breaks.
This is what Keith does when I'm camping.
Right.
No one's bothering him. Like, hey, did you send that?
So Leo, of course, had a heart attack on the show.
R.I.P.
And it took him 7 shows to die. Then he was fine. Then he ends up dying in real life.
What a nail biter. Wait, seriously? Oh, shit.
The actor, yeah.
So then they just go, you don't see him now, of course, because they didn't catch it in real time. So they go, okay, now he had another heart attack and he's actually is dead this time. And this time we won't drag it on.
Oh,
we can't.
Oh, how old is he?
He's old.
Yeah.
Hemda, he died on, get this, election night. Mm-hmm. And get this, he was the vice presidential candidate. So get this, the president gets elected with no vice president because, what? Get this, the vice president is dead.
But that's why systems are in place. Somebody else moves up.
Wow, they got to call their lawyers and pretend that's going to be a thing.
Okay, great. I'm so sorry. RIP, I guess. This is what I wonder with the show Grace and Frankie, because like all the main characters are in their mid-70s mm-hmm. in real life. And like they're doing great, you know. I mean, Jane Fonda was the workout queen in the 80s, you know. So, but then, you know, they have these timelines, like they do old people timelines, like, oh, on this day, like they couldn't get up because they pulled their back or whatever. The guy had a heart attack one time and like, you know, had to have triple bypass or whatever. And I'm like, but you're getting these scenarios because they're in their mid-70s on the show, which means this could happen. And then, and they're executive producing it. You know, everyone in charge is like, we all anticipate their death, which I think is a great thing, because I think normally these people wouldn't be hired and these people would just be like set aside, because you do have to worry about one day we're going to have to be like, but that's why they're on Netflix. They just binge the shit out of it. So you don't have to worry about it. I think it's
great because they're probably on their A game. They're like, we don't have any time to waste. Mm-hmm. We got to make this show. We got to make it good.
It's good.
They know their lines or they'll be written out. Yeah. By the way, do you remember we were talking about the relationship between Josh and Donna? Very inappropriate in this workplace on the West Wing.
Uh-huh. Well, of course I remember.
She remembers.
Yeah. Josh and Donna.
And it's like, well, I didn't know what games they were playing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I assume we're up to season 7. And I'm like, I guess they just have a weird flirty relationship that no one really acknowledges.
These fucking weird hetero fucking vibes. I know, right? I knew it.
Right. Well, sickening. Election night, that gets the juices flowing, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, baby.
So the kids make out. They're a couple now.
Well, obviously.
Right. I didn't know.
You didn't figure that was what was going to happen?
7 seasons? No, because...
Are you guys secretly talking about me and Xerxes?
The problem with this show is that...
No, Hemda, not everything is about you and Xerxes yet in this episode. It will be shortly, but give us one fucking second to talk about Josh and Donna.
We'll get the scrumpty doodle butts, but first... No, I didn't, because The West Wing has so many different writers after season 4 that sometimes I think... Somebody writes a plot, and then the next guy goes, I don't really want to talk about it. So never mind. He's out of jail. The end. So no, I thought that could have been the end of those two. But they
were
together.
Plus you're open-minded, et cetera.
Sure.
But you played it cool last week. I go, with everybody running for president, we're Team Smits, right? Jimmy Smits. And you didn't say anything. I don't know if
no,
you...
No, yeah. I don't always text back because I have a lot going on. So, sorry.
Sure. There's a lot of those shows, though, the final seasons, that they do drag on, and I'm playing poker and on my phone and watching.
Wow,
and
that's like, so unlike you.
It's very unlike me. And I'm like, when they get my attention, they'll get it.
Right.
Wow, this is the first of this. Usually you would divorce someone when they do that.
Yeah, because now it's work. You know, I have to finish these episodes, and they aren't as good as when it first started. And I just got a straight flush. That's exciting.
Speaking of finishing, how is camping?
Camping was fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
So good. Very relaxing. We have a rhythm going. We've been camping for like years, so it's pretty easy. We did not do what we said we would do. Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Light your heads on fire this time. What did you say you were going to do that you didn't do?
Well, what's funny?
Eat a bug.
It's butt stuff, isn't it? That didn't take long.
Originally, when I was putting this together,
switch clothes.
I'll wear each other's clothes.
I don't know that you guys would be able to tell, really, honestly.
Okay.
Is this your tie-dye or mine?
Yeah, he's a little taller, so maybe, but I don't know. My boobs might stretch it out. Originally, I set up this camping trip saying, like, we should be silent during the day. Mm. I have this project that I want to work on. But we don't really get to kind of, like, do the sleep-in, although we woke up at, like, 5 in the morning every day. But, like... You know, kind of just hang out. So I took that away. But he's got this weird way of rolling his eyes at me without rolling his eyes. Because I'm like, oh, we're still going to be silent the whole time. And he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, I know you're serious. Because if I was going to be silent, he was going to be silent. But it's like this, when I asked him to meet my boyfriend, I'm like, he's trying not to roll his eyes right now. Like, you know, when facts are facts already and I'm just a little behind. So... He kind of knew it.
So you guys were able to talk or not talk?
We were talking.
Okay. That worked out. All right.
But now I have to set aside time for this other project that I have.
Oh, yeah. It ruined your schedule to talk to Xerxes.
I'm so curious what this project is now.
I have no idea what she's talking about. I don't either. Ever. I'm like, what?
I have this project that is going to be 10 weeks long. It's going to be, okay.
What?
It's going to be called 1 minute at a time, right?
Okay.
So I have been, for lack of better words, it sounds weird to say studying because I haven't officially been studying, but I've been studying happiness and studying like morning routines and what gets people going and how to come back from like depression or how to like just kind of take it one moment at a time. Of course, I'm taking that from Al-Anon, AA, and all that stuff. So I've been practicing it also. And there are like 10 things that I can put in a morning routine that will only take 1 minute that okay. I think will change a day, will change a week, will change a mindset, and it'll happen 1 minute at a time. So I want to write that all out and put it like as a flavor of the month thing or something where it's a 10-week program. By the end of the 10 weeks, you'll have a better morning, you'll have a better day, you'll be able to put in,
okay.
Yeah, like put in meditation. Like if you're overwhelmed by meditation, I'll give you a 1 minute meditation thing that we all kind of practice for that week and do it together. And it just kind of sets you up so that you can not be overwhelmed and kind of change your habits in a more positive, not overwhelming way.
When I brush my teeth, for example, I use a full 2 minutes. Well, things like that affect this program.
It's actually perfect because you could do most of the 1 minutes while you're like peeing, brushing teeth, things like that. So it doesn't interrupt your day, your morning, anything.
Yeah, it's like, why is there urine on the floor? I was meditating also.
Well, I'm really actually pretty pissed off now that I know about the project because what could you and Xerxes even talk about that was better than you planning that?
Thank you. We should kill him.
Rude. Okay, let's talk about last week.
Yes.
You had on, it was the two of you.
Right.
PTSD, but then you played a little bit of the My Name is Keith episode.
Right, where Aldo and Xerxes joined us. We were talking about Henda's divorce.
It was a teaser.
Yes.
And I locked in. I went right to my VIP feed.
Good.
And I was like, I got to know the rest.
What do you think about that juice?
Oh, my goodness. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Some might say too much.
I get it.
But yeah. I thought it was nice that you had all your pals around and, you know, people with whom you feel safe to talk about it.
Yeah, and people who don't freak out. Like, I did start crying, you know, at like two or three different parts, and nobody was like trying to rescue me from my feelings, which is good. And like some of the stuff, like people know the timeline that we're in the room, but I still think some of it was still a surprise and there were still questions. I've answered a couple questions on the forums too, because timeline was really hard to keep up with, which I think is very good at this point. I don't want to have, that's why I didn't read some of the emails that I saw. I don't want to have that in my head. I'd rather be like, this happened a while ago, and I'm not hung up about the details. But I did want to have it straight out, and it was, I thought Keith did a really good job keeping me on point and like a good interviewer, because it's hard to know what people want to hear and what's important. And you know, you're trying to make it not important in your life. So, but you're like, this is definitely significant. Where was I? You know?
Right. Well, it is interesting that, you know, if I don't know the timeline necessarily for you thinking, then maybe I don't live in those moments. Think about the people with photographic memories. They have to take a special class, right, on how to deal with trauma, because if they want to, they can smell the air that day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to be so hard. You got to be like, I wonder if then you remember. I don't know. I would put myself in front of things that can teach me how to process, because then I'll remember those things. Because you got to process a lot.
Yeah, that'd be tough, because just dealing with yourself is tough. You got to realize when to not use your superpowers around other people. You know, I say, did I like this restaurant? No. Okay, but can I think for a second? You didn't.
Well, yeah, I think I have a really good memory, and I've often like creeped people out with it, because they're like, hey, nice to meet you, and I'm like, we've met, your sister's name is Alice, you had a dog, it's fine, whatever. And I've learned to like play along like I don't remember.
You go, maybe the real Leo died episode 5-6 and they waited two episodes to say, maybe
kind of sometimes, because I don't want to seem like a know-it-all.
Right.
Like, that's such a shame that our stupid dopey brains are like, don't know me, even though I said all this stuff and I can't even remember, like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I've said like, I don't mean to freak you out, but I do remember exactly what you said to me 3 years ago. So I don't recommend it. It's kind of a liability socially.
That's so sad though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
I LOL'd at the poll, Keith, for this app.
What do you think about men's rights, but for women?
I fucking laughed my face off. Here's the thing, when you're in this room and a poll gets thrown out there, if somebody or multiple people laugh too loud, that's the poll. The one.
Even if we learn nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the only polls that Keith is okay with not learning anything.
Right. 89% of the audience says yes.
Wait, what? I just learned something. What?
11% are like, well, I don't know about men's rights for women. So that's what's going on.
I think they're getting caught up. I think they're overthinking it. up in the semantics.
Maybe. I think they're like, wait, does that mean she gets to jizz on my face now? No. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Even that 11% is the sad news.
I have to believe that they were confused about the question. Otherwise,
And went for the straight no.
Yeah, otherwise I have to burn the forums. You know?
I think we do. Light it on fire. I know where to get some.
How about that Leonardo DiCaprio?
He's the first thing I wrote down in my notes. We talked about him on my podcast, actually, this past week as well.
Right.
Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour, if anybody forgot. But he is one of these men who has aged with like a widening of the face.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, I was saying...
I'm glad you asked.
like Barry Bonds at the beginning of his career, and then he did all these steroids, and at the end of his career, his head got gigantic.
Yeah, it's a planet, yeah.
And I would call it Bondo head.
Okay.
And that is something that happens to men. Certain men in middle age, picture a William Shatner.
Oh!
Why did his head get so wide?
I know why. Because they're loved and adored by so many 20-year-olds. Their head literally grows. It gets too big.
And Leonardo DiCaprio, he has Bondo head. His lower half of his face and head is just getting wider and wider.
Yeah.
And it's freaking me out.
You know what? My dad has a head like that.
Bondo head?
It's a balloon head for sure. And... He looks like the white people you're mentioning. He looks like William Shatner. He looks like the president on the West Wing.
Martin Sheen.
Yeah, he has this face you want to roll down a bowling alley.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it means yet, but...
So I think that Leonardo DiCaprio is just trying to deal with that.
Maybe. This poor guy.
Stay young, right? He's trying to stay young, not just take advantage.
Yeah.
He can't break up with this woman now that the secret's out until she's 26, right? He has to prove.
No, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. He's the leader of the pussy posse.
Yeah, that's true.
I think when he saw those stats, he's like, fucking, I am cooler than I thought.
Right.
There's a chart. Now I could see how great I am.
Well, Kendall laughed at me when I said, what if you're friends with him and you look at him and you're like, well, I don't know about these women you're dating. And Kendall goes, well, then you're out of the club.
Yeah.
You're in the club to pick up the scraps.
Yeah, I love how Keith forgets that there are other guys who are like, sick, bro. Is she 20? Or is she 19? Fuck, is she 19? Dude, that's like a teenager, but you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah, but he goes on planes and goes to different...
trains and automobiles.
Well, you would think that he's, somebody that is trying to save the planet and does these speeches, that he has a brain, you would imagine.
So why are you so, why are you pointing this out? Why are you doing the charts, posting the charts?
I just came across the chart. I think it's the funniest chart that as he gets older.
As a person who's very interested in numbers, speakers, charts.
The women really do stay the same age and he won't go over 25 for each one. That's interesting. And even if you have douches for friends, I can't believe there's not one that goes, look at you.
Yourself, have you met men? What is happening?
Yeah, but what would you say to him?
Oh, Leo.
And what would you mean?
No,
by
no,
that?
That's deep. Leo
I
would
don't,
get it.
I don't understand.
I would mean, oh, Leo. That's what I'd mean.
So then maybe men are talking to him if that's what you're considering talking?
Maybe.
Do men talk to each other?
I feel, Keith,
when you say you had a phone call with a dude, does that...
I feel like you're trying to ride two horses with one ass.
Okay. Is that from Judge Judy?
Because it's on one hand, you're like, this is a little weird. A Leo, there's a chart, and it's salty innuendo.
Yes.
I'm saying something without saying it. But then when I ask you to explain what you mean, you're saying I don't mean anything by it.
Well, of course. I mean, he's taking advantage of a young woman. That's what I mean.
Taking advantage.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
You think he's not?
No. Okay. I think it's like, ugh. Yeah. But
it's not taking advantage?
We have mad to respect. Stop infantilizing 20-year-old women. They're adults. They can serve in the war.
Mm-hmm.
And we should respect them enough to think that they can make their own decisions about their romantic partners.
Yeah, then good for them.
Yeah, but I do think people with less experience, for example, in the workplace or in your love life, you have to take account for, you have 2 years of adult experience to my 20 years of adult experience. So I know I'm not supposed to treat you like a child, but the woman knows what she's doing because that's what she wants,
exactly.
Right? Like when I was younger, I was like, wow, I'm 16 and this 26-year-old wants to make out with me. I am so cool. So from that perspective, that's good. But yeah, it makes me look at him like you can't please anyone your age. You're not good enough for anybody your age. And, you know, that's kind of shitting on the woman. But just experience alone, like there's no way you're fucking well. Because if you're fucking well, you want to show all ages, all types, you know, you want to like enjoy that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it makes sense to me. I just don't feel like there was any victims in this story, you know?
Okay.
Personally.
Was Monica Lewinsky a victim?
Yeah.
That was sexual harassment in the workplace. That's like so above and beyond. That's not Leo dating her. That's the president.
Thank you, Hemda.
Taking Thank advantage. You, Hemda.
False equivalency alert. Perpetrator, Keith Melly. We have to move on. This has been too long on this stupid topic. Okay.
You try to be an ally, guys.
The happiest try place harder. On earth. Yeah, use your fucking head for goddamn
The
minute.
Other one.
The happiest place on earth with Mike Coscarelli.
Mm-hmm.
What a dream.
My fellow Italian American.
Is he white?
He's so Italian. His last name is a pasta. I assume. I have to assume.
Or at least a dipping sauce. One time on Christmas, my family had a contest. How many pasta shapes can you make?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really
I knew you people
fun.
Did that.
You have spaghetti, rigatone, penne. You have calamari isn't a pasta, right?
That's a squid.
That's a fish. Okay. Yeah, I'm.
You're
think
out.
Three.
Bow tie shells.
Bow tie. Shell. Do you guys get a lot of things done by shortening your names of your food?
Yeah, my favorite is the shortening for pizza, which is Abitz. It's just backwards.
Hate to break it to you.
You're right. It's kind of the same syllables, but it does sound shorter.
Abitz. What? Stop yelling at me, you know. Grandma.
It's like, oh, gabagool, that's capricola. They just say it different. Oh, every letter different?
Yeah, well.
That's gnocchi, does that count as one?
Yeah, I would count that.
Okay.
A nice gnocchi.
I would maybe disqualify you for calling it bow tie.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, shit, okay.
That's
Raphael, we say, right?
It's farfalle.
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 Daddy lag.
His story's about, I mean, I just can't even imagine working at the Aerosmith ride. Like, I wouldn't pick that one. I would pick like a more Disney-ish one because I would feel so upset to be like corrupting, you know, Aerosmith in this way.
Well, yeah. I poor like Aerosmith who's getting money every time you hear that song play in Disney
World. I would
World.
Feel like a cog in the machine more so, I think, though, if it was an Aerosmith related.
Yeah, because you're changing your childhood in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the worse.
Well, Mike, who's 30, I believe, I thought it was
Well, I'm 31.
Well,
go
maybe
on.
You feel the same way. I thought it was interesting when he said that they play this Aerosmith music for the old people who remember the choruses and the hooks and that old classic Love in an Elevator.
I love Aerosmith.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you're 31.
And you remember everything.
Yeah.
So,
and also,
oh, if you hear a bad song, you hear it forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
Talk about PTSD.
Yeah.
How great was Mike, though?
He was great.
So, a lot of people.
I love when people are excited to be here.
Yes.
It really makes all the difference.
Yes.
And I will say that to any guest. It's like, you know what? Show up and don't be shy. Don't be fake. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. Just be open, happy to be here, excited, ready to go. Yeah.
And that's across every podcast. Like if you go to somebody else's podcast and say, I'm so glad to be here, that's it. Perk up.
Every job, honestly. That's true. Yeah. Just fake it, even.
Just fake it. Let the host or the boss in that case make you cry. But just relax and be present.
Speaking of, people on the forums, or at least one person, thought that I was mean to Mike.
I know. I saw that. And then somebody defended you and you were like,
Yep. Thank you. I love, Keith monitors my likes. He's like, oh, I see you like this person. I'm like, I thought it was nice that they shared their thoughts. That was a hard story to share.
Well, maybe someone will say something, heard something wrong and be on Hemda's side about something.
Right.
And Hemda knows they caught it wrong. And she goes,
Well, I think it reminded me of when Chris DiStefano, another Italian, was on the show telling his story about getting
raped in the mouth by his friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys were like, you know, that's a big deal that perhaps maybe perchance you might want to take a deeper look at and not just talk about flippantly.
Right.
Maybe not, but maybe yes. And same with Mike, where it's like, well, your mom did hit you and throw a shoe and have mental illness. And maybe we don't gloss over that here on this show. And he's like, we gloss over it everywhere on every show, no matter what.
It is funny that the Keith and the Girl follow-ups, our questions throw them. No, that's, you brought it up, so it goes somewhere now.
They're like, but your parents were bad. You're like, yes, but we admit it to ourselves and one another.
Yes, and I mean, my mother was a great cook, but also other things happened.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to ask more guests the shape of their parents' heads.
Honestly, I think it tells a lot. Yeah. It's well, you and I have a whole head shape
system
and saga. Square heads are bad. Mm-hmm. We know that.
No question.
That's known across the board.
If you put a tablecloth on somebody's head and you see all four corners, run.
Get the handcuffs out.
Yeah. God gives clues. Run. Yep.
And then I have my system for women, pointy, weird, round, plain, which is a fail-proof system of categorizing the face shapes of all women.
Fail-proof, yeah.
So we have to move on.
I do have to say, Mike passed the test on the way out. Keith asked if he played poker.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And he does play poker. Now, there are times where guys get a little too excited about it. Like, yeah, I super play poker. And we're like, not you. Yes, I used to take people's. That's how I made it through college. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is a friendly game. Goodbye.
Never mind. Yeah.
Just curious. Do you play bocce too? Okay, bye.
Do you go to the movies? All right. We all do things.
I'm just naming stuff.
I like Scrabble.
Right. See ya. Right.
We just take a poll at the end. But he was so much fun. Do you think I was mean? Because I think I was playing.
I don't. I think you were just you were asking follow-ups.
Thank you.
And I think, you know, especially after that Chris DiStefano one, it's like you do have to kind of just let people synthesize their own experience in the way that they will. But you can kind of guide them a little bit but, you know.
He was so much fun. Honestly, definitely.
Yeah. Very handsome, too.
Oh, my God. So
I don't let uggos at my poker table.
So I don't, you know, wasn't really paying attention to that at all. And then I saw the pictures of him in the booth on Instagram and I'm like, whoa, he's got some machismo, some kind of something going on. And Andrea's like, yeah, he's hot. And I'm like, should have noticed when he was in the room. I don't know. So weird.
I only have eyes for Xerxes. Very handsome man. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Your dad wrote about some weird ass shit.
Yeah, he
did he write the lyrics to "She Moves in Mysterious Ways" by YouTube?
His wonders to perform.
God.
And I wrote back something to the effect of You know, everything's clit over here, and I was just thinking that maybe cock is a good day to get to know Keith. And he glossed right over it to get to all the lives he saved and sent to heaven.
Mystery of faith. That was his email. Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening with that saga? Is it picking up?
That's where it's. That was the last.
Yeah.
That was the latest.
Who sent out the last one?
He did.
He sent out the last one?
Yeah.
So you're due for one, and next week is Father's Day.
Okay, so we're going to...
Just getting on schedule.
Evil genius alert.
Right, right.
My goodness.
Like, come on, man.
Yikes.
Yeah,
we
so
have
I think,
limited time.
I think I am going to send a letter for Father's Day from me, the real Keith, but with all the clues from the cat emails.
You got to run that by us first because you go too far.
Oh, it will go too far. It'll go...
But like, run it by us, please, please, please.
I'll clit it by you and then cock it over.
Really, I don't know. I really love that.
Like, who cares? It doesn't matter what you say anymore. What are you most ashamed of? And he says, ashamed that he didn't get enough more people into heaven.
He's the true Schindler's List.
Yeah, he's an asshole Schindler.
Well, now that I know that he has Bondo head, it's all starting to make a lot more sense.
Oh, God. Sure. I'm so nervous about this email for Father's Day. Come on, show it to us first. Don't send it.
Okay.
Ooh, all right, let's move on.
All right.
Rated R with Carrie Gravenson.
Yes.
What a fun one. She was in
me.
Rare form, goofy as anything. I think being in love really, you know, looks good on you guys. Nice going. Real happy for you. Really loving hearing about it and, you know, seeing the bliss and joy come, you know.
While the clock's ticking too, right?
Yeah, so... There we had first Keith's in love and Hamda and all the guests and Mike, Carrie, fucking Carmen and Sam. It's like, what are you supposed to listen to if you're single and 31, you know?
Are you into public displays of affection? When
no.
The good times roll, I mean.
No.
No, that's bad news. Holding hands?
Maybe.
Okay. A kiss on the subway. You guys are going separate ways. Oof.
Like a peck, maybe.
Okay. On the lips.
Yeah.
Okay. Something an aunt would do.
Yeah.
Right?
Your aunt who thinks she's so close to you.
Yeah. Something. No, not an aunt. Maybe like a, yeah. I don't know.
Right.
I've never done it.
Your teeth are clenching thinking about it. Okay. So maybe that's the problem with love.
I find it humiliating to have a loving feeling.
Because it makes you weak. You're showing strangers you're not on your
know.
Own necessarily.
I haven't really examined it, so maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow in the old therapy sesh.
I'll let you synthesize that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about how PDA do you get, Keith?
I don't mind. I hold hands. I put my arm around things. I don't make out like a teenager or something. But there's no question that. Hey, that's a couple.
I think I find it very charming when somebody like guides me by the lower back into a place.
That's
I feel like, you know, I like to feel owned and guided certain times.
I picture you doing it back and you're pushing them.
Get away from me. No, I don't know. It's just been a long time. I think maybe if it was the right person, I would feel more comfortable. Right. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you guys know my boyfriend, but what he says is...
Who?
he said he wasn't into PDA at all, which all know, like, you knew Xerxes for a long time. Like, can you even see him? Like, I would feel weird just even thinking about him displaying any affection in front of people, but... Yeah. But so I was like, yeah, of course you're not into PDA. Like, I don't think I'm into like appropriate PDA. Like you said, you know, handholding. Right. This person's obviously mine. But then I realized like I go very far when I'm like into that person. I'm like, oh, nobody's here. And I get to do whatever I want. And guess what? He's into PDA. Did not know that about himself.
But I showed him.
I didn't do it. I wasn't guiding that.
Where did you pee some DA? Or where did you D some A and P?
Surprisingly, anywhere. Like, I didn't think that he'd be, like, squishy on the train, but we're definitely, like, a couple on the train. We have made out in public just to say goodbye, even. Very, very public display.
What happened to the handshake? You know?
We asked for the poll, public displays of affection, yes or no? About 50-50. 47% say yes, 53% no.
I totally get it, but I don't mind seeing it.
Oh,
I like it. I think it's oh, you know what I really like? 3 a.m. Obviously, these people like have been on a date. They're obviously in front of one of their homes.
And they're making out.
Yes.
Super hardcore.
Super hardcore.
Yeah,
nobody's
I like
around.
Seeing it too. It warms my stiff heart.
Like they're kind of getting into each other's bodies, but not like, they're not like working each other's bodies, but it's like there's a hand a little bit too far. Yeah. And like, it's so sweet. It's like, oh, good.
I mean,
date.
I don't like look. I just like, I go like, I clock it and I say, okay, like that's nice. And then I move on with my life.
I'm thinking maybe that subways when people do it on the subway. I'm at the edge of my seat with my hands on my chin. I just take it in. Like, oh, that's beautiful.
Well, I think also depends on the time of day, Hemda. That's a really good point because on the morning commute, couples who commute together can literally go fuck themselves 100% of the time. Fuck you. Oh, I'm giving you a kiss before you get off at your stop. Here, have a sip of my coffee. Oh, look at this thing on my phone. Go to hell.
Wow.
Stop it.
Now, we do a lot of cute things like that. Like if I'm on the subway and I get off first, Kyle's still on, I'll pretend I'm running next to the subway as it goes. I'm the stuff of movies. Yeah.
But the like bland morning commute couple.
Right.
That's fun and cute.
Okay.
But people who are just like, they took their living room, their like depressing, like, let's watch Netflix living room, haven't had sex in like 6 months, living room, right, onto the train, like made you look at it and then like, feel bad for yourself because this is what you want. Like, go fuck off forever.
Like, I like 31-year-old
I
Bianca.
I do not want that. It's not cool. Thank you.
And that's my thoughts on love.
It's quite a platform you got going there.
Just looking for some validation from Andrea behind me, but okay, got a thumbs up.
The following show was
Ants in Your Pants.
Ants in Your Pants.
More love.
More love, that's right. Sam Evans, Carmen Legala. We got them on at the same time.
Ugh. They're a cute couple.
Ugh.
Everybody thinks so.
Ugh. So cute.
It'd make you look like a real psychopath not to like that.
And do you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I really like listening.
They just came from the beach together.
Oh, isn't that nice? Huh? It jerked him off a Joshua tree, and then there was an ant. We all have bits about it. It's really nice. I love that for you guys. So cute. No, I really do, though. More love. Love is love.
We put up the poll. Have you caught your current significant lover masturbating?
That's the best. People are so embarrassed by that.
Right. So we had yes, no, or I don't currently have a significant other. First of all, 15% of our audience do not. So that's a pretty happening audience.
My brethren. Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
And then out of the following percentages left, 20% say yes, I've caught my lover masturbating, 65% no.
You know, I thought about it because it's like, what are you embarrassed by if I walk in on you masturbating? But then when I think about it, if I'm doing it and I think that somebody can walk in, it takes me out of it.
Sure.
And then I think, why? And then I think of like the faces I make and the position I put myself in. I'm like, this is not sexy. This is why I'm saving it for myself. Like, I'm just like trying to drill it out of me. It just is not the thing that I want people walking in on me.
But have you ever tried practicing masturbating with a cute face?
Yeah.
Because I have.
Yeah, I have. Because I'm like, well, can I do, like, what if, you know, you're on like FaceTime and you think that's cute,
just
or like
make it look, well, you know, simpler.
Yeah, I gotta say, less, no thanks.
Less intellectual.
Yeah, it
less
does.
Like thinky
yeah.
face.
Yeah, it's totally like, get out. Yes, he totally. Yeah.
But that would be weird, though. I walk in and the woman's masturbating, but her face is just.
No, but like, I think it's more sexy during sex. Like, you just, your faces might be a little, of course, I'm sure it gets ugly face also, but.
I wouldn't know.
You're, anyway, you're involved with this other person. So mm-hmm. I think it ends up being sexy and you're more like warm to that. You're not trying to drill a fucking cum out of yourself. You know, there's other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You got the camaraderie from
She's
Andrea
back.
Now.
Why can't She's I say back. Things like that? You're not trying to drill the cum out of yourself.
You're trying to like do other, you know what I mean?
Like
when you're masturbating, you're not trying to like give yourself this enjoyable 20 minutes to like an hour, but when you're with someone. Andrea's hiding. You all know it's true.
I know. You just, you speak in poetry.
Yeah. It's beautiful. No, but in all seriousness, I did love that episode. And I do actually think that they're cool people. Guests.
Yeah.
Legit.
Even the simple things like, I forget how it came up, but he pretended that the relationship isn't going well. Mm-hmm. And he was like, how is it going with us? Do you ever think maybe it gets boring? Even that split second thing, I'm like, and she was laughing right away, that nothing about it was fake. And and I'm like, oh, good.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're secure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way to take that. Yeah, because if you are like just a little insecure and somebody says that, it really can fuck you up. Like you have to trust that this other person still wants to be there, even though they're bringing it. Like, why are you bringing it up? No. Right. Don't go there.
And I thought it was so adorable how interested Sam was in hearing about your new relationship. He was like, wait, so tell me more.
Oh, and you guys stepped all over that, didn't you? Because I don't remember being able to tell him more.
About scrumply loopy loops.
I did not ever use any of these terms. Also, how are we? You hung out with us since we've gotten together.
How's you and Xerxes?
Yeah, how's the PDA in front of you?
There wasn't
you
a
don't
lot.
Have to answer
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. On a scale of from one vomitus to four, I don't know, not too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say they were PDA people. Now, maybe they're aware of that because the relationship is so new and I have a talk show, but they're controlling themselves.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, the first time we even said anything, like before we even messed around or anything, when we just talked about it, Xerxes came into the studio and he sat down and I've come to having the habit of putting my legs and feet on him because for a while it was helpful with my knee. I had to like post it up and it was just more comfortable. Now it's just, I really like sitting that way. So I put my feet up on Xerxes. That was the first thing that Keith ever saw that was like, wait, you guys are close. And he's like, I knew you'd say something, but I did it anyway because I didn't want to not do it because you didn't say anything. Right. And you were like, oh, legs up on. And then you kind of stopped yourself like, let me not do that. Even though I already did.
Look at that.
Thanks. Yeah.
You know what? Going back real quick. You know when I, something that really bothers me with couples.
Yes.
Is when
speak on it, baby. Let's go.
Well, it's an odd thing to complain about. But when somebody makes a joke about at the other's expense, even though, you know, it's silly. I'm not saying be mean. But then says, I'm just kidding. I hate that I'm just kidding. I don't. It bothers me so much. Like, no shit.
Oh, you're just kidding.
Yeah.
I thought she was a whore.
Yeah. There were two subjects that Xerxes always said just kidding to, and I like kind of beat it out of him a little bit. Mm. You couldn't joke about God, that he believes in God. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, when Jesus Christ comes in, he's like, not into that. And I'm like, oh, is this the joke that you're going to take seriously? Because I meant it when I called your mother a whore last week and you cracked up. But this, you actually think like I'm trying to change you into Jesus. He's like, I don't know, man, that's too. And I'm like, I get it. I get what God has done to our nation. To people in general.
To his own people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is like sexist stuff, like putting myself in a sexist position beneath him as a joke. Mm. Like, you know, of course you go first because you're the, right. He's like, don't, that's not funny. I'm like, it is funny. because it doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's, you got to get over that. And so then I went extra with those jokes for weeks. I'm just like, he'll say anything. And I'm like, oh, Jesus would love that. Just to be like, come on, you can't, and, you know, all the racist shit that I've been saying, you're going to start taking that seriously. You can't pick and choose.
Have you been together for a month yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a month and a week or something.
And of course, you know, when you celebrate half birthdays, you celebrate that.
1 month and 1 week. Lovely. Well, we're all very happy for you. All the couples out there, just want to say, keep doing it. Love is beautiful. Just don't do it on your morning commute if you're on the F train. It's very rude to me.
You can go to Bianca.com and check out her schedule.
All right. Anything else you guys want to cover?
Maybe a little come to my window.
Okay. I would cross the ocean just to listen to your breath. And I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. And you don't know how much I'd give or how much I could take just to reach you. Just to reach you. Oh, to reach you. Oh, come to my window. Crawl inside. Wait by the light of the moon. Come to my window. I'll be home soon. KeithandTheGirl.com